What year do we pinpoint the creation of the Mayan calendar? Who do we know much about? You know, who carved what part of their tradition this calendar was reflective of? Was this part of their religious tradition? Was this just regular governmental function? What do we know about it?
Well, we definitely know that it was a religious tradition. We know that the Olmecas had it in their society before they passed it on to the Mayans and the Toltecs. The Olmeca society obviously was replaced by the Toltecs in the 3rd century BC, roughly in that area. And the Olmeca society extended back to maybe 1400 to 1800 years BC. So they had this astrological or astronomical understanding that far back. And it coincides, obviously, with the Chinese calendars. We know that's true because the Chinese calendar that dates back to that particular epoch of time has the same 13 mistakes in it that the Mayan calendar makes. Now, let me tell you what those mistakes are largely associated with. They're largely associated with the prediction of eclipses. And it was partially a function of the fact that there were two different calendars that were in operation. One was the Chulkin calendar, and one was the calendar of the extended days calendar, which was 365 days. The Toltzkan calendar was 260 days long, which exactly parallels the gestation period of the human being, or 9 months. And these two calendars realign themselves every 52 years, and so they often call that 52-year period of time the Mayan century, okay? So every period of 52 years was a century for the Mayans, unlike our century, which we
is based on a base 10 system. But so these ancient Mayan calendars, part of their religious tradition, what did they use them for then, other than predicting the movements of the sun? It was just they were sun worshippers, and this gave them an idea to, you know, what they should expect from the sun that day the next month, or did they use it for harvesting? I mean, what was the point?
Well, obviously, agriculture was very important to them because they grew food. But knowledge in general of the origins of the universe, who they were, where they come from, and where they're going after life, these were all topics that were part of the actual protocol that was taught to them inside these temples. This is totally amazing because it's in various versions of this same protocol were embedded all the way around the world, especially in Egypt and Jerusalem and India and as far west as the Roslin Cathedral in Scotland, and obviously it was identical within the Mayan culture itself. These were places where people could go, where they took upon themselves these initiatory rites, which was the sacred knowledge, and then they would go into these buildings and they would receive this enormous information. There's no way possible that the Mayans could know what they know based on, even if they had the telescopes, they couldn't have known what they know. They knew more about the cosmos and the universe than we do.
So these calendars were in every one of these holy sites, and how many of the Mayan stone calendars do we have extant to this day?
Well, we have the Aztec calendar, which still exists, and it's sold on the street corner in plastic form everywhere you go in Central America and Mexico.
Right. But the original, I mean, were there several versions of it, or was there one uniform version of the Mayan calendar and everybody had the exact same thing? Or were there, as you mentioned before, calendars that were not in agreement?
No, I think the calendars, they didn't look like each other predominantly all the time, but there was the same round calendar in China. There's still, it still exists today in the courtyards near Beijing.
Okay, but I mean, the reason I'm asking is, I mean, it's a very clear ending, as I understand it, for the year 2012. So it would be helpful to think that all of them, all, you know, that they all agreed, they all came to the same point. It wasn't that One of them indicates it could be 2012, and then somebody else, if you do the math differently, it's 2053 or it's, you know, 2192.
Well, there is a little bit of difference because the Incas predicted the year 2011.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to the Incas, it's 2011. Mayans, it's 2012.
Right.
Okay, so what, and describe for people who don't know, and I've done a little research over this over the years, and I've been reading your material too, but describe for people that don't know how this calendar ends. I mean, how do we determine that this is an ending on the calendar?
Well, according to the scholars, and we can quote the names of scholars, but they're on our class called The Secrets of 2012, if you want to get the bibliography. But the calendar system itself proceeds along what they call the precessionary cycle. The precessionary cycle was a cycle that was descriptive of the wobble in the axis of the Earth. When the Earth was captured by the Sun in its orbit around the Sun, it still wobbles. It still wobbles to this very day. And it wobbles in cycles of roughly 25,640 years. That's a precessionary cycle. Our ancestors divided that into 12 quadrants, which they used the zodiac symbols to delineate those things. The very final zodiac symbol was the symbol of Pisces, which is the symbol that we still operate, was begun roughly, probably exactly at the time of the coming of Christ, and will end in the year 2012. And at that point in time, they have to go back to the beginning of this 25,640-year precessionary cycle and begin all over again.